You're listening to Historical Perspectives with Mr. Mull. Learn about life by looking at our history. Teachers, for more information about Historical Perspectives, search Mr. Mull's Marketplace on Teachers Pay Teachers or at MrMull'sMarketplace.com. Happy learning!
Arbor Day. Every breath you take is filled with trees. Sort of. It would be painful and dangerous to inhale trees, of course, but it's kind of true. The truth is that you inhale to fill your lungs with oxygen, and you exhale to release carbon dioxide. Trees do the opposite. They take in carbon dioxide and release oxygen. What a match we are for trees. So, we should adore them. One man loved trees so much that he created a tree holiday. It's called Arbor Day. There's not a specific date for this holiday because it's based on a good tree planting time for each location. It is, however, celebrated all around the world now. That man who loved trees enough to give them a holiday was J. Sterling Morton. When he moved from a place with a lot of trees to Nebraska, he really missed them. In 1872, he convinced people to celebrate trees with him on one special day. That day, they planted over 1 million trees in Nebraska. Later, he helped make Arbor Day a real holiday. That was in 1885, and only in Nebraska. It wasn't until 1970 that it became a national holiday in the U.S. Now, there's a worldwide Arbor Day Foundation. Their website states, "We're a global nonprofit inspiring people to plant, nurture, and celebrate trees." Breathing is important, obviously, but why else do people love and need trees? They protect land and homes from wind, flooding, and soil movement. They also provide beauty, shade, food, privacy, wood, paper, medicine, homes for animals and bugs, and places to climb. In addition to all that, trees show up in poetry, stories, art, and metaphors all the time. Even the bronchial tubes in our lungs looks like upside-down trees. Some popular picture books include The Tree and Me, The Oak Tree, and The Giving Tree. If you search books and art about trees, you will be surprised by the endlessness of that list. If you'd like to celebrate Arbor Day and plant a tree, do some research about what kinds of trees your climate supports. For example, a palm tree wouldn't grow along a river in the Rocky Mountains, although that's fun to imagine. If you plant a tree while you're young, you'll get to watch it outgrow you. If you can't plant a tree and want to celebrate Arbor Day, just take a nice, big, deep breath.
Thanks for listening to this Historical Perspective. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe. Also, search for Historical Perspectives on Teachers Pay Teachers to learn more about other topics, such as the Golden Gate Bridge, Henry Ford, schools in the early 1900s, and so much more. Happy learning!